The Northern Ohio Youth Orchestra has their winter concert coming up on Sunday, January 27th. They've got a 1:30 and a 4 o'clock performance of some great music at the Oberlin Conservatory of Music at Warner Concert Hall. And joining us now, Executive and Artistic Director Andrew Mockenberg. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Getting excited for this weekend, I bet.
Absolutely, yeah. The students have been working hard, and we're really excited to put this concert together. There's a lot of special things about it. They're going to feature our concerto competition winners. We have three young musicians who competed in a competition, and they're going to get featured as a soloist with their ensemble at the concert, which is a great experience for them, but also a great experience for the students that get to accompany them on the stage. So we're really excited about that.
Tell me about this the competition. Where did this take place for these three young folks?
Yeah, so it was in early November, and it was at the conservatory. We had about 14 students sign up, and they played for a panel of judges, and they played with the piano player, and once they were done with their piece, the judges then gave them some feedback on how it went, and then they consulted with each other after the competition, and we picked our winners, and it's a bit unique for them to have the opportunity to do that. So we're really excited that they're going to get a chance to play this weekend.
Were they longtime members of the Northern Ohio Youth Orchestra, or what are the talent versus age range of some of those?
Right. Yeah. So it was our middle school and high school students. They get to compete, and they're all members of NOYO for either 1 to 4 or 5 years. And the winners are Yixin Zhao, who's an eighth grader at Lee Burnham Middle School in Westlake. And then we have Emily Lay, who's going to play French horn. She's from Wooster High School. And then we have a cellist, Alex Swanger. She's from Ashland. So, you know, we have these musicians from all over Northeast Ohio that come and participate in NOYO. And, you know, the competition winners really highlight that.
Let's talk about this concert, Music from the Heart.
That's right. Music from the Heart is the title of the concert. And the idea behind it is the conductors got to choose music that was meant something to them, either as they were growing up, or the music that they got to share with other musicians that, throughout their career, just pieces that had some significant meaning to them that they could then share those emotions and those feelings through that music with the students. And so we've had some really great choices for literature, and I know the conductors are excited to perform pieces as well.
Now, there's two concerts, 1:30 and 4. What's the difference between the two of them?
That's right. Yep, the 1:30 is our younger ensembles, so that's elementary strings, middle school band, and then all three of those ensembles are going to combine for a 127-piece orchestra. They're going to perform a piece called Shenandoah, and then the 4 o'clock concert is our flagship ensemble, our Philharmonia Orchestra, which is our high school group, and they'll be on at 4 o'clock.
I understand you have a 50th anniversary celebration connected to this too, right?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Absolutely. Yeah, right after the 4 o'clock concert at the FEV, we're inviting all NOYO alumni and area music teachers to join us for appetizers, drinks, just kind of get together and talk and celebrate some of the great things that NOYO has done over the years.
What have you learned about what they've done over? I didn't realize when it said 50, I've kind of known them maybe 30-ish sort of.
Right.
50, really.
It's really fantastic. 50 years. I mean, they started out in 1969 as the Lorain County Honors Orchestra. Then they became the Lorain County Youth Orchestra. And then in 1982 is when they got their 501c3 and became the Northern Ohio Youth Orchestra. So a lot of history. A lot of people, a lot of memories, and it's really exciting to celebrate that with everyone.
Andrew, for people who may not be aware, what kind of commitment is involved on the part of a student?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great question. We rehearse on Sundays. We find that works best for our families and our students' busy schedules. Depending on which ensemble you're in, it's going to be a different part of the day on Sunday, but our rehearsals start at 12 and they end at 7. And through that 7 hours, we have 230 students that come through the halls of Oberlin Conservatory and get a chance to work with conservatory musicians, really great educators and conductors, and they get to play with one another, meet kids from other schools. It's a great thing on Sundays. It's really great to see.
How long does it take them to tune up their instruments in the winter weather and the dry humidity you've got going on these days?
I know. A little longer than normal, but that's important, so we're patient with that part, for sure.
Absolutely. What's your responsibility this weekend? What will you be doing while this is happening?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. I'm kind of the guy in charge, so I'll make sure everything is running smoothly and everybody has what they need to do their job. But I also conduct the middle school band. So, you know, I'm one of the conductors. I got to pick some of the literature, and I get a chance to work with the students every week, and that's my absolute favorite part of the job, is making music with the students, and that's what I'm going to enjoy doing this Sunday for sure.
So if people want to come this Sunday, how do they get tickets and that sort of thing?
Yep, they can go online to our website, which is www.noyo.org, N-O-Y-O.org, or you can just buy tickets at the door. They're $10 for adults, $7 for seniors, $5 for students, and children under 3 get in for free. But, it's going to be a great performance, and we hope a lot of people come out and see the kids.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for sharing it with us today, Andrew.
Okay. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks.